This is a Fox News alert. A projected winner in the Nevada Senate race. I'm Laura Cantor. The Fox News Decision Desk projects Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has won re-election, defeating Republican Adam Laxalt in the Nevada Senate race. Cortez Masto's victory gives Democrats continued control over the Senate.
Cortez Masto was considered among the most vulnerable of Senate Democrats in her race against Republican Adam Laxalt. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reacted quickly on social media, posting "Your Senate Democratic Majority."
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The December 6th runoff in the Georgia Senate race will determine whether the Democrats will have 51 seats or Republicans have 50 seats, which would force Vice President Kamala Harris to break ties. Meanwhile, Republicans remain optimistic in taking back control of the House of Representatives, as they are still leading Democrats, with just a few races still left to be decided. And in Phoenix, Arizona, Democratic Senator Mark Kelly, who was declared the winner Friday in his re-election bid against Republican challenger Blake Masters, talks about how to fix the nation's toughest problems.
The way to solve these problems isn't by pointing fingers. It's not by dividing people. It's by listening and finding common ground.
In Arizona's governor's race, Democrat Katie Hobbs maintains a small lead over Republican Carrie Lake. Meanwhile, President Biden speaking at the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit in Cambodia Saturday.
ASEAN is the heart of my administration's Indo-Pacific strategy, and we continue to strengthen our commitment to work in lockstep with an empowered, unified ASEAN.
The president is scheduled to meet with the leaders of South Korea and Japan on Sunday before departing for the G20 summit in Indonesia. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A record number of migrants continue to cross over the southern border. Fox's Mike Tobin reports from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Through all the politics, like a steady flow of a stream, the migrants just keep coming. Cameras caught up with a group of about 250 as they cross the border from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. They come across the border hoping to make contact with some agents. They're now being processed here in Eagle Pass, Texas. Dramatic videos. A group waded across the Rio Grande in swift current because the flow of migrants is constant. And the inability to manage the border is why we're now seeing a shakeup at Customs and Border Protection. Commissioner Chris Magnus resigned.
Meanwhile, Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar giving his take on the White House's slow response to the border crisis on Cavuto Live.
There are some people at the White House, inside the White House staffers, that again have this believe in open borders. And I think those folks need to also be reevaluated also.
Cuellar also said that President Biden hasn't talked to him since his presidential campaign. Actor Alec Baldwin filing a lawsuit against Rust Film Crew regarding the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Baldwin's legal team filed this cross complaint yesterday. It follows a lawsuit filed against him last year by the film's script supervisor. She had sued Baldwin and other film crew members for emotional distress over this deadly shooting. But Baldwin maintains that he is innocent. He is blaming others of negligence. In the new cross complaint filed, his attorney said in part, quote, "This tragedy happened because live bullets were delivered to the set and loaded into the gun. Gutierrez Reed, the professional armorer, failed to check the bullets or the gun carefully. Halls, the first assistant director, failed to check the gun carefully and yet announced the gun was safe before handing it to Baldwin."
That's Fox's Christina Coleman. All of the defendants in the case have denied responsibility. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.